We were up to Beis, which means page Dalid on these things. And how are you doing? Oh, for another minute. It's, okay, we'll get started. Okay, in page Dalit, Os Beis, Far Nisbayr Lamala, Shein HaShemayim Oris Shnei Kechas Nifrodim. Heaven and earth are not like two separate powers, Etzem Ruchni veEtzem Gashmi. One is a, the Shemayim is like the Ruchnius, the spiritual, and the earth is this, Etzem is a, is a, is a, is a material entity. Elokishem shebora Hashem es haShemayim keEtzem Ruchni kach bores haOretz beIkro Ruch beIkoro Ruchni. It's just as Hashem created the Shemayim in its essence as spiritual. The earth is also of spiritual essence, as the pasuk says, Hashem beChochma Yosad Oretz. He created. He created the foundation is b'chokhma. The foundation of this world is not physical. It's chokhma. What exactly that means, I don't know, but let's see how he explains. Kolomar, shekol yisoid ho'oretz hu chokhma she'iruchnius. The entire foundation of this, the world is chokhma. This is all, there's a wisdom. I mean, even scientists talk about this, a certain wisdom of creation. I'm not sure if they know what they mean. I'm not sure I know what they mean. I'm not sure what it means. Everything is really chokhmah. It's all ruchnis. Cheno odom betchilas yitzirosu hoya af guf bibchinas etzem ruchni. Even odom, when he was created originally, it was a completely ruchnistic, a spiritual entity. It was created in the image of Hashem. What?
What's Shemayim?
What?
I thought Shemayim was physical. Not...
No. What?
What's Shemayim mean?
What?
What is Shemayim? He's saying just like the Shemayim was Ruchni, that's
I mean, Shemayim, I guess he's talking. Shemayim is
what is that?
No, Shemayim, we understand that the heavens. What's the heavens? There's such an expanse out there. We don't see it in the physical. Yeah, the universe, we don't see it in its physical terms. I don't know. Beyond Olam Haba and this. We look at heaven. When we look to heaven, we're not talking about the stars. We're talking above the stars. It even says, we said in Hallel this morning, it says, Hashem comes down from above to see Shemayim Boris. In other words, the Shemayim, there's above the Shemayim. Whatever, listen, I don't claim to understand what this means, but let's see what it is. Get to the point, we can understand. After man sinned, he was yoyred from his spiritual, his infinite spiritual heights, and he became physical. And with the sin of man, the entire Bria became a more physical entity rather than just a spiritual entity. Again, exactly what that means, I don't know, but Odom Arishon was Tzelem Elokim. Tzelem Elokim is so there's no physical form to Hashem. It's a spiritual entity. The essence is spiritual. So the entire creation was that way. And then when Adam sinned and he lowered his spirituality into something, he transformed himself into something that has more physicality to it, then the entire world was lowered also at that point. He says, at that point, everything appears now as physical. In other words, I guess before that, it didn't appear physical. Anyone who was there before, I don't know, was already there, but whoever was there before saw a spiritual entity. Adam was just spirituality. There was no physical. The physical didn't mean anything. It didn't exist. It was like an ashoma with a, I don't know what, with a spiritual coating around it. What? I mean, it was a whole different world. But once Adam Rishon sinned, and then he lowered himself to a physical being. The entire world was lowered together with him. Okay. this is only what it appears. This is really a mistaken vision. I will be'etzem. Where do we go here? Be'etzem mahuso nisharo habriya ruchnius. The world really is remained in its spiritual state. Ve'ein mitzius acheres klal. There is no other mitzius. In other words, he seems to be saying that the world that we see, this physical world that we can step on, we can touch, this is not the real world. This is a spiritual world that's the reality. And this is just the appearance that appears to us. Don't ask me what that means exactly, but let's try to be inspired by it, okay? So that's the best I could do. Nishra abir ruchnis emesios klal acheres klal. Vo'ochein, yesh asher af le'einenu ha-geshem nika karuchni. There is even to our eyes that the gashmius can appear as ruchnis. Ne'ha-shemesh, shu nikris geshem chamishi. Shemesh is called, the geshem was created. It's a geshem chamishi. He says, he deime be'einenu karuchnis. The shemesh looks like ruchnis. Sun. We see some spiritual, something beyond just the physical that you could touch. Uvemes called oiro eino elabo elamiaruchnishabo. The light of the sun does not come from a physical being, a fire, a star that emanates with this heat and whatever the light that it gives off. It stems from a ruchnishtika source. V'chein kol habria af shehi niras gashmis. The entire Bria, even though it appears Gashmius, in reality is only Ruchnius. Now, let's just look at this as an introduction to how he wants to start to talk about man, because that's really the thrust of what he wants to say over here. But we have to understand that we live in a Gashmistic world. We're made of physical things. We deal with physical things, but that is not the essence. They don't exist because they're physical beings. The physical is what appears to us as the world. This appears to us in reality. This is much akin, maybe I mentioned it, but Chazal say, "Ein lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'olam ela da'al HaMashal HaLocha." In HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, there's only the da'al HaMashal HaLocha. Which, what does that mean? That means that all these things are only nageya to their halochas. They're only nageya spiritual. They appear to us to be, this is a table, this is a chair, this is a jacket, this is that. But in reality, their existence is only for the spiritual purpose, and there is nothing else. The rest of it is a mirage, a something that appears to us in the physical world because of the lowly status that we have been lowered to after the Chet of Adam Arisha. But in reality, the world still remains a spiritual entity based on a spiritual entity. Hashem b'chochma yosad oretz. It all exists as divine wisdom. But let's see, I'm not going to claim to understand that. But anyway, but here we go. V'chein motzina b'odom harishon. She'af la'achar hishkash musa v'yakol yiridas she'ora. Even after he became this geshem, this physical, and all the yiridas that he went down and down. Nishar oiroi godol min ha'shemesh. You hear? His sun, his light remained greater than the light of the sun. Isa b'gemara, the Gemara says, Bava Basa. Reb Benoi kad havi metzayin me'arto. He would put siyunim on the different. They used to bury them in caves. So he used to put a matseva, on that siyun. That's what they call it. He used to put on each cave. Ki motu me'arto the Adam Rishon, when he came to the cave of Adam Rishon, and he was going to put a matseva there. Yotzes of baskol ve'omro. B'diyukni atzmo altistakel. A baskol came out and said, "Don't look at my image." Adam HaRishon was created in the image of Hashem. So he says to him, "Don't." The baskol came out and said, "Don't look at my image. You're looking at the image of Hashem." So he says like this, "Omer Rebanoi, nistakalti b'shtei akovov b'doim l'mishnel galgalei chamot. I looked at his two heels, and they appeared to me to be two suns, like they were like the sun." Haresha Adam HaRishon gam la'achar shechoto, even Adam HaRishon, even after he sinned, v'goyrish min Gan Eden, and was chased out of Gan Eden, nismato koymoso, and his stature was reduced. V'af la'achar sheyotso nishmoso, even though his neshama left his body. So we're talking about a body of a human being after he was already lost, Adam HaRishon, after he already was lowered, and was already became Gashmius, and he was after the Chet. He says v'shov lad mosoi, and he was buried. Bechol zois heiru akovov kel galgalei acham. He says, yet his feet, his heels shine like the shining of the sun. V'makovov she'im eivorim hanemuchim ba'odim. And if the heels that are the lowest part of the aver of a person, kach kamo hoyo me'irim eifah ho'evorim hachashuvim yoisef, how bright, how enlightening, how much light must have emanated from the eivorim that are chashuvim yoisef. Because if on this lowly part, the bottom part, the lowest part, then Allah has come of a kama on the rest of him. How much more so was the image himself of Adam Harishon that Reb Benoy was told, don't you dare look at it. This is like a Adam Harishon in his death, in his lowliest matzah, after he died, after he was yored from his gedulosai, but he was told, don't look at his body. This is a divine. This is like looking at HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Well, achas kama v'kama heichoya gufay meiru masir ba'oidu b'chayav. How much more so was his body shining and shedding light when he was still alive? The ruchay v'nishmosav b'kirboy, and his ruach and his neshama was still inside. He says, and based on this, who can be Meshayer the greatness of Adam Rishon Kodem Achet? Adam Rishon Kodem Achet, he was standing on earth, but his head was Magia Shamayim. His head was in the heavens. Mesa Began Eden, he was sitting in Gan Eden. The umalochim tsoilim loy bosum and san loy ayin. The malochim used to roast meat for him, and they prepared, and they sifted wine for him. And based on this godless that they saw, this divine being that they saw in this creation of Adam Harishon, the father of all mankind, be ubikshu loy malafon of kodesh. They wanted to say kodesh to him. And by the way, I saw the nusach in Chazal. It doesn't say they wanted to say kodesh or you're holy. Kodesh, 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 Hashem, tzvokos, meloi, chol, oretz, kevoidoi. They wanted to say that whole pasuk to Adam Harishon. Adam Harishon was of such greatness that malochim who were close to Hashem, they had the hakor of Hashem. They saw him. They saw mamish, the tzelem elikim. They saw someone to the extent that they wanted to recite the same shira, the same phrase that they said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what they wanted to say to Adam Harishon. What? Because they saw, the godliness in the human being. They saw this, he's created himself. The Torah tells us he was made from the dirt of the earth. How could he be transformed to such pure spirituality? They're all this seichel that's separated and all ruchnis. They're mole ruchnis. They don't have any body or any this. They connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Toboy ad kedekach. Shabik shaloi malafon of kodesh.
They made a mistake. What was their mistake?
Yeah, but how could they make such a mistake?
Hashem Elo,
Baal Korchoch.
They're saying it's Hashem, no?
What?
Hashem Tzavakos in that pasuk. They say Adam?
No, they thought he was. They saw Adam. What?
They say Hashem.
What
they say Hashem
Tzavakos? When I saw it brought in Chazal, they spelled out the whole
Hashem.
Yes, in other words, they saw the godliness in him. He's but celebrating.
Why are they calling him Hashem Tzavakos?
Why is that? That was
their talk.
El Baal Kochu. So let's just finish the sentence. She'ein bo'elam Hashem kifi she'olam ha'atarim lanu. After offering an adoma, ainu el etzem uchli. Even this human being who was created offering an adoma is really an etzem uchli. He's really the emes. His essence is uchnis. Ad kidekach that when the malachim saw him, they saw is godliness. they were ready to say the same Kodesh that they said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to say to Adam Rishon. Now, on this, I think we should just stop for a moment. I think that even though it's also a bit beyond our comprehension of exactly what's going on over here, but I think there is something over here. We don't have a proper estimation of what it means to be an Odom, Hanivro B'Tzelem Elikim. A Tzelem Elikim, a human being that walks the face of the earth, who was created in the image of Hashem, who Malochim looked at and they saw, they couldn't differentiate between him and Hashem. They couldn't differentiate between him and Hashem. This is the godless Odom. Just a concept of who man is. But you know, people used to make fun of Slabotka. And I think this is really the lesson here. They used to say, a mensch is a malach, right? They made a mistake. They looked at a man like he was a malach. Please shine my shoes. That wasn't really the message that the Alter meant to convey. A mensch is a malach, I should shine your shoes. In other words, it's not, don't take this, look at yourself. Ach, I am such a God. I am so godly. You know, that's true. But if I am, so are you. And my attitude has to be, when I look at you, I see a malach. When I look at you, I see big shulayim of the form of Kodesh. I see a tzelem elokim.
Maybe on a practical level, we're talking about Adam Arishon here. Nobody here is Adam Arishon.
So what? Like
Adam Arishon, you could say, he was a tzelem elokim of Adam Arishon.
I don't know anyone here.
How does that explain?
I don't know anyone here who the malachim wanted to say Kodesh to either.
So I'm saying, so, but, so how does that, saying that compares,
but look, listen, excuse me. Look at your yichas. Look where you come from. Look where you come from. You come from this Odom Arishon. You have in you the genes of this human being that the Malochim looked at and they couldn't distinguish between him and HaKadosh Baruch.
That was him.
What?
But I'm not him.
That was your great-grandfather.
The author doesn't answer anyway. That the Odom Arishon was so great. He says other of it. Sounds like it's not even about this Odom. It says, Kishanum Bizarim. Offer min ha'adama, you know.
No, even so, but he was offered min ha'adama, but
what is the Tzelem Elokim? I'm saying that.
What?
Everybody has. No, what is that?
Everybody has it.
Adama, it's even less
than. No, he's offered min ha'adama, but yet still.
It applies to every one of us, though.
Yeah.
We're all offered min ha'adama.
That's right. Okay. All right. No, but we're not. We don't have that Odom Rishon Kodem Achen. But just that concept of the godless Odom, who a person is. If you look at people like that, it's a whole different attitude. It's a different attitude when you talk to a goy. He's a Tzelem Elokim. He's a human being. He's created in the image of HaKadosh Baruch. What that means?
He has Kedusha?
What?
He has Kedusha?
Of Kedusha, so Odom, of course. It's a difference. It's not the, like, Klal Yisrael is on a higher level. But this is about, you know, there's a beautiful shmuz that I heard the Roshiva used to say it. And I heard exactly the same shmuz by Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz. It's a Sifri. The Sifri says on Parshas Kedusha, it says, Kedushim Tiyu. So Sefri says, Yochel Kameini, you might think when it says Kodesh, Kodesh means Mufresh, you're above and beyond all of the lowliness of this world. Kodesh, Kodesh is way above. It says Mufresh. So he says, Yochel Kameini, you might think you should be just as Kodesh as I am. Talmud Lerani Hashem Elokeichem. Not quite.
Rashi says?
What? That's a Sifri. I don't know if Rashi brings a Sifri. It's a Sifri right over there. So the Shaila is, what kind of Havamin is that? If the Torah said Kedoshim to you and didn't say Ani Hashem Elokeichem, that you can't quite reach my level, then I would think Yochel Kameini. You know what you're supposed to be? Exactly as Kodesh as HaKodesh Baruch Hu. What? Who? Where? What? What are you talking about? Yeah, we have no Hasoga of the godless Odom. That the Torah had a right respect. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, not quite. Don't get carried away. I'm still a notch above you. That's it. But Chasreyu Me'at Me'Elokim, he made him a little bit lower than Hashem. You know, if we had such a concept of the godless Odom, two things would happen. Number one, we would treat ourselves differently. We would act differently. We would feel much more distinguished. We would conduct ourselves in a much more Bakovadik away. And number two, and maybe more critical even, is we would treat others differently. We would treat others differently. This is the famous the Bali, the Das King Bali Atosis, says Sefer Tolos Odom, So Rabbi Akiva says, and I forgot who it is, says, that Hashem created B'Tselem Elokim Nivra Hodom, that's even more, that's a higher standard than even for Havzorecho Kamoicho. For Havzorecho Kamoicho, okay, this is Reacho Kamoicho. No, this is a Tselem Elokim, this is the image of Hashem. A human being is Ma'at, but Chasreo Ma'at Me Elokim. That's what a human being is. Every human being, everyone created B'Tselem Elokim. Ad Kidei Kach, that our great-great-grandfather, Odom Arishon, when the Malachim saw him, they couldn't distinguish between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Imagine that, the Malachim with Seidel Leibosim and Sanel Leyayim. They're making every day a barbecue for him. What can we do to serve you? And they were ready. Vik Shulei Malafon of Kodesh. I guess Hashem told them, hey, no, not quite. Don't get carried away. But Lamaisa, if you look at things that way, you have a different attitude towards what you are, what we are, and what everyone else is. We have to treat people with respect. There's a famous story about, I think it was the Netziv, that is, they had a servant in the house, and she broke some very expensive vase or something like that. And so she came to her husband, the Rebbetzin came to her husband, and she was upset at this. She said, okay, we'll go to a din Torah. You know, we'll go to a Rav, and the Rav will say if she's responsible, if she's not responsible. So she says, okay, so we'll go to the Rav. So he starts putting on his coat to go. She says, no, I don't need you to go. You could sit here, you know. No, I'm not going for you. I'm going to defend her. So this is his wife. But this is also a Tzelem Elokim. The attitude to look at humankind, look at a person as a in the image of Hashem. How could you be mavasa them? How could you even think ill of them? You're talking about a Tzelem Elokim. And that was really the way the Alter accomplished what he accomplished, because he elevated everybody. This is what Rabbi Yisrael Salanter told him when he met Rabbi Yisrael before he was beginning the embarking on the Slabotki Yeshiva. So Rabbi Yisrael told him the posuk, how do you make a Yeshiva? You uplift the downtrodden spirits. You elevate people. How do you elevate them? By letting them know who they are. That's what he did. You're a Tzelem Elokim. It's a whole different attitude, a whole different way they spoke. There was Shiva, not just Shiva, everybody. I heard from many Talmidim of Shiva's father that it was shocking to them. For those days, they spoke Yiddish, but he spoke to them in the third person. Instead of, you know, like instead of the familiar do, which is the way you spoke to people that are beneath your status, but he spoke with them with the ear, with this sign of respect. Talk to the little kids. He was a great giant. And no, you speak with respect. That's what Slabotka taught. There's respect for everybody. They tell the way Yankov Kamenetsky lived in Muncie, the Goyim were like, this superhuman being. They saw that godless, that, and the godless, not just in the way he carried himself. You know, some people learned the wrong lesson from Slabotka. A mensch is a malach, shine my shoes. No. A mensch is a malach, I should be shining your shoes.
Why is that the wrong lesson?
What?
Why aren't they both equivalent? Why aren't they both equally important?
What do you mean?
Both those lessons. That I'm a malach, you're a malach.
Well, no, but you should be saying you want to shine my shoes. But I should not be telling you to shine my shoes. I should be shining your shoes.
They should shine my shoes.
No, but
why
that's
not?
You have not. The point is that the thrust of it is that you have to look. The Roy Mrs. Hatoira are based on Don Machaberoi. The Rashi says on Madaloch Sani Lechavachoi Sabit Ze Kolat Terakula. Don't do to your friend that you, you know, that which to you is hateful, don't do to your friend. So Rashi in one pshat says over there, why is that Zekola Terakula? Because Rav misses something on Mechaberi. But when you look at Binon Mechaberi, you say, this is a Tzelem Elokim. So the thrust is that I could be Mekayim, the Mitzvah HaTorah, in a whole different way when I look to a Tzelem Elokim. From a Tzelem Elokim, I'm going to insult. From a Tzelem Elokim, I'm going to hurt his feelings. To a Tzelem Elokim, I'm going to steal. From a Tzelem Elokim, I'm going to say a not nice word. In front of a Tzelem Elokim, I'm going to conduct myself in an inappropriate way. It's a whole different story. it's a whole different story. That a person has a different sense of kovod if he knows what he's dealing with. So, I think that's the thrust. Of course, Slavotka also, someone told me, a Rabbi Monk, I remember, he learned Slavotka, I think, for 2 years. And he was the one who made the camp. He told me that when they were in Slavotka, it wasn't possible, it wasn't appropriate for a yeshiva bacher to walk in the street with a package. I went shopping, walk in the street like that. A person has to conduct himself in a certain way.
How do you bring it home?
What?
Someone else bring it home.
His wife had to do the shopping. I don't know. But
Lamaise, what's that about?
What is that? Because if a person doesn't have respect, if a person doesn't have respect for his own self, then number one, he can't respect somebody else. Because I'm also crazy, so I don't respect. So tell him he was nothing. So then, what's your tell him?
What does it do with respecting myself and not carrying a package?
No, it's like it's pasta.
The king wouldn't carry a package.
Well, yeah, the king doesn't carry a package.
So it's about royalty?
What? Yeah, it's about God doesn't walk in the street carrying packages.
But based on what? Well, that's not part of his meaning.
There's something.
Midas of Hashem and that are inheritance, right?
Yeah, but there's something.
Midas of Chesed,
something. I went shopping today, schlepping the not just for you. Yeah, I was shopping and coming out of the store and carrying the packages like this. I thought for a moment, maybe I get a shopper. But I mean,
they deliver.
You know, we schlepped stuff with all the pack. It was heavy too. You know,
the fine line between I guess self respect and guidebook.
Yeah,
because that could easily be.
It could. But you know something? If a person who realizes who he is and he's B'Tselem Elokim, then he realizes that he has a deeper understanding of Hashem too. And when he has an understanding of Hashem, that takes the B'Tselem Elokim and gives him a certain modesty. Because without it, to be modest in front of Hashem, I have no idea who Hashem is. Well, you know something? I do have an idea. I see the way I have to conduct myself, and I'm B'Tselem Elokim. Oh, what is Elokim himself? So it has an effect on a person, even to appreciate Hashem more.
A little bit circular.
What?
It's a little bit circular, don't
it? Why is it circular?
Because you're going either, you know, we're so chashuv because we're compared to Hashem. You know, Hashem is because this is how I handle myself. You know, Hashem must be.
No, but they're not to be taken that way. It's taken a different way. Is that if a person doesn't appreciate himself, he can't appreciate anybody. He can't appreciate anybody if he doesn't appreciate himself. But I'm created with B'Tselem Elokim, and now. I hold for myself to a certain extent, and I'm only created with B'Tselem Elokim, like Hashem himself. I think it elevates a person to a higher level.
How does one treat a guy? There's a question from the crowd. How does one treat a guy?
What?
B'Tselem Elokim. Like, how does that like
what? All different types?
Meaning, you could have some dirtbag in the street. Like, how do you like? What's your?
Should we pause?
What do you mean? You treat with respect. What do you mean? You right, talk to
some person who's
what?
I see. Somebody actually asked
this question. It's a communal question.
What?
It's a communal question.
No, but if some whatever. What?
I don't know what your question is.
I mean, there are people that are walking around that are acting like animals. Guy, I'm acting like mama.
Right.
So how do you turn and say
somebody once told me that a certain whatever may have lost it? Tell me, okay, is that possible?
No.
I think.
Oh, I'll tell you the answer. The answer is very simple. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Choviv Odom Sheniva B'Tselem. Man is precious because he was created in the image of Hashem. Chibo Yaseiro Noidas Lo Sheniva B'Tselem. There's a special expression of Hashem's love that Hashem let him know that he was created B'Tselem. So the pshat is like this. There are people that are created with something they didn't know. Let's say a human being that had studies like this grew up in the jungle. He grew up amongst the monkeys. So he doesn't know what he has. He doesn't know if he doesn't know his godless, then he can't necessarily bring it out. And if I care, that's we have the same problem on a different level. If we don't learn this and we don't know our godless, then we act in a way which is far less elevated and appropriate to someone of our godless. But once we know who we are If we understand this, that we're created with celibacy, if we understand that we're our ancestor, who we come from, so we have that celibacy in us, Malachim couldn't distinguish between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If the Torah just said, Kedoshim Tiyu, we wouldn't be able to realize that we're not supposed to be exactly like Hashem. What? A monkey could be like Hashem. No, we're not monkeys. That's the terrible disservice that Darwin did to the world. That people don't appreciate. If this is a Bria that was created by the Creator, B'Tselem of the Creator, but we don't know. Choviv Odom Shenivra B'Tselem, Chibo Yesera. If we don't know, it wasn't made known to us that we created B'Tselem, we can act like a behemoth. Yeah. Human being can act like a behemoth, all because of the lack of knowledge that he was created with Selim. That's why it's important to learn this. That's what the Alter did. The Alter elevated our own recognition of who we are, and the Mele elevated our actions. Right at this moment, I think everybody listening to this will, for the next, my guess would be for myself, 30 seconds, maybe for you people, 30 minutes. You know, well, what?
Three, I've got a three.
What's that? Three minutes? What?
3 seconds.
3 seconds, okay. But I think I could do 30 seconds. We'll act a little bit differently. We'll act a little bit more respectful. And if we do this again next week and again and again, and each year that pounds
something
in.
Something's always bothered me about Selim, okay, like, it doesn't relate to me. I don't get it. I hear what you say. I understand that, but I just don't like, never like a good, comparison and explanation. I don't know. It's hard to feel that. Maybe it's just hard. It's harder to feel it. Selim, okay, and like, I'm a human being who has struggles, who tries to follow the Torah, do the right thing, but like, I mean, you've been with struggles. I'm gonna tell
you, okay, so
push me over the edge.
I would suggest,
I come from greatness, but you have to put on too much pressure.
I would suggest that you and your Musa Seder and your daily Musa Seder should focus for a while on the concept of Tzelem Elokim.
Which point?
Even this paragraph that you are made of that stuff that the Malachim confused between HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then start looking at human greatness. There are books written, I know, even titles of the human greatness. See that the lowliest people, the simplest people, can elevate themselves to do things of the highest order, the greatest Mesiras Nefesh, the Yesh Kein Olam B'Sho Achas. All of a sudden, they're just something from within. Where does it come from? Because that greatness is there. And we have to know about it. So you have to keep telling yourself, you know, look in the mirror. That might help. Or I got another idea. Look at maybe you having trouble looking at yourself that way. Look at other people. Take some people said something. One of the tells of Rosh Hashiva is told. I think that one of the tells of Rosh Hashiva is watched the. I forget who it was. I forgot the name, but one of the tells her, watch Queen Elizabeth's coronation. Well, I guess on television. I don't know where they went to television, whatever, but to see what Malchus is, to have a sense of Malchus. And this is Malchus. Alachas kama v'kama, kal b'choymer ben b'noishel kal b'choymer. What melech malchei amlochim akadosh
baruch hu. So is focusing on Tzelem Elokim basically like realizing that we have
Godless.
We have this potential for greatness, because we're made of greatness.
Yeah, yes, but the inside is great. The essence is great. The genes are great, and we just have
to. It's something again. Would that be a fair explanation? Like to focus on tell Melikim to realize like you could do it. Like you have that potential because
there is not potential. Everybody's saying that there is greatness.
Yeah, there is greatness.
Well,
look, the greatness is a factor. The greatness, like everything else, the greatness is, the greatness is a factor of what you're aware of. You know, Moshe Chait used to tell a story. He took his grandchildren to the zoo in Israel, and they were by the lion cage, and he saw that the bars seemed very flimsy. So he asked the zookeeper, he says, can they get out? So he says, yes, absolutely. So he says, what are we doing here? He says, they don't know it. Don't they have studies with the elephant?
Yes.
That they tied him to a peg, to a thing there, and then they took away the rope and he couldn't move. Because you don't know it. If you don't know that you have it in you, You don't understand the chance.
Wait, didn't you say that potential is the worst thing to tell anybody?
What?
Not saying for them.
Yeah, but this is a different thing.
You're not good.
All right, okay, we got it. We got it. All right, Shkoyach.